There is a shift taking place in the NFL. It's actually been happening the last few years now. These legendary quarterbacks that we all grew up watching, a lot of them are close to my age. A lot of them are nearing retirement or have already retired. The past 15 or 20 years, we have seen the best quarterback play in the history of the NFL. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Philip Rivers. I never thought Eli Manning was elite or on the same level as those guys, but I can't argue against two Super Bowl rings. And I can't forget about Big Ben Roethlisberger. Big Ben is a legend. In his prime, this dude was in the same class as the Mannings, the Bradys, the Brees. It was announced yesterday that this is going to be the final season in Pittsburgh for Big Ben. Now, it's unclear if he's going to retire, though that is likely to be the case. I am surprised that he has lasted this long. Because of his style of play, I didn't think Big Ben would make it past 35, 36. The reason that Tom Brady is able to play well into his 40s, the dude rarely gets hit. It was the same with Drew Brees. Brees would drop back into the pocket, the ball is out of his hands in 1 or 2 seconds. That was not Ben Roethlisberger. He was masterful at extending plays. He was physical, hard to bring down. Even with his size, Big Ben could make plays with his legs. Now that style of play, it's great when you're young and you have the ability to recover quickly. The problem with physical running quarterbacks, once you get into your 30s, late 20s, early 30s, and you lose a bit of your speed, your body begins to break down, you are no longer as effective. If Lamar Jackson, if he doesn't learn how to throw the ball in the pocket, he is not going to have as long of an NFL career. The reason Big Ben has lasted this long is because Big Ben is a real dual threat quarterback. The last couple of years, the Steelers have found themselves in the same situation as the Saints. Legendary quarterback who is a shell of his former self, desperately hanging on to the final stages of his career. Now, the difference between the Steelers and Saints, New Orleans has been legitimate Super Bowl contenders the last 4 years. The Steelers haven't. I don't give a shit they were 12-4 last year. The Steelers were not making it out of the AFC. Now, when you're on the level of a Drew Brees or a Big Ben, you have earned the right to choose when you retire. You have earned the right to decide when you want to step away from the game. It was no secret in New Orleans the last 2 years that Drew Brees had lost his arm. Sean Payton's playbook was limited. Brees couldn't throw the ball deep anymore. Hell, he could barely throw it 10 yards. It's been the same in Pittsburgh. It is no secret that Ben Roethlisberger is no longer Big Ben. Doesn't matter. If he has to be pushed onto the field in a wheelchair, Ben Roethlisberger has earned the right to step away when he chooses. Which brings me to Ryan Clark, former teammate of Big Ben, someone who, by his own admission, owes his Super Bowl ring to Ben Roethlisberger. Ryan Clark was on ESPN yesterday, demanding that Big Ben retire. Time is up. Ben Roethlisberger is selfishly holding back this young roster. He is hurting the Steelers by continuing to play. It's time for Big Ben to take a seat. Number one, and I know he works in the media now, and he's paid to generate controversy and say stupid shit. But Ryan Clark is in no position to say that Big Ben needs to retire. That is not your place. Like I said, the man has earned the right to end his career when he wants. And number two, how in the hell is Big Ben hurting the Steelers by continuing to play? How is he hurting Chase Claypool, Najee Harris? Someone please explain to me how having a future Hall of Famer, two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback leading the team is hurting young players. Even at 50% of what he was in his prime, Ben Roethlisberger still gives Pittsburgh the best chance to win. You mean to tell me Mike Tomlin should sit Big Ben for Mason Rudolph? Are you fucking kidding me? Mason Rudolph? You would be better off trotting Rudolph the reindeer on the field than allowing Mason Rudolph to lead the Steelers. There is a reason Mason Rudolph is a career backup quarterback. He sucks. He sucks. You want to know what the Steelers would look like with Mason Rudolph? Go back to 2019 when Big Ben was lost for the season in week 2. Mike Tomlin should have been coach of the year that season. He did a masterful job in 2019. He had the Steelers on the cusp of making the playoffs with two of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. Pittsburgh was putrid offensively. They were painful to watch. Mike Tomlin managed to go 8-8, damn near make the playoffs, with a combination of Mason Rudolph and a grown man who called himself Duck. Anyone seen Duck Hodges lately? The last time I saw him was in a Geico commercial. He damn sure wasn't wearing black and yellow. Mike Tomlin's other option at quarterback right now? Dwayne Haskins. Good luck with that. Dwayne Haskins is a walking disaster. The Steelers are paying him as a charity write-off on their taxes. Dwayne Haskins is more interested in making it rain at the strip club than becoming an efficient NFL quarterback. And we have had to blast Ryan Clark here on the channel before for making ridiculous statements, but what he said on ESPN yesterday may be the dumbest shit that he has ever said. As bad as Big Ben has played the last 2 years, he is still Mike Tomlin's best option. And no, he is not hurting this team. He's teaching these young players what veteran leadership looks like. Ryan Clark is in no position to be demanding Ben Roethlisberger retire. He is in no position to say Big Ben doesn't belong on an NFL field. I don't give a shit if he hops onto the field with one leg. Big Ben gives the Steelers the best chance to win now and has earned the right to end his career when he wants. All right, let's get to Nick Saban real quick before we get out of here for the day. This season may be Nick Saban's best work. Saban coach teams are usually known for strong defense and running the football. This season, Alabama's defense is not elite, and Saban is allowing Bryce Young to throw the ball all over the field. Nick Saban trusts this kid. You can make the case Nick Saban trusts Bryce Young more than any quarterback that he has coached at Alabama. Going into the SEC championship game yesterday, no one in the media was giving Alabama a chance. They were underdogs for the first time, I believe, since 2015. Me personally, when I saw Alabama was getting 6.5 points, I jumped all over it. You're going to give me Nick Saban and damn near a touchdown? I'll take it. After the game yesterday, Nick Saban gave his usual post-game press conference to the media. He started talking about the fact that the media wasn't giving Alabama respect. They weren't giving them a chance to beat Georgia. Check out the clip for yourself.
You guys gave us a lot of really positive rat poison. The rat poison that you usually give us is usually fatal. But the rat poison that you put out there this week was yummy.
That is vintage Nick Saban. I always like it when coaches call out the media. The media in this country, they are so lazy. There are very few investigative journalists anymore. Hell, there are very few real journalists. If the media were doing their job, they wouldn't have written Alabama off so easily. Yesterday was an example of what happens in college football when your team faces zero adversity all season. Georgia got punched in the mouth, didn't know how to respond. Alabama has had to fight all season. Close games against Florida, LSU, Auburn, Arkansas, lost to Texas A&M on a last-second field goal. Alabama has been fighting through adversity all season. Now compare that to Georgia. They had one close game against Clemson week one. After that, Georgia won every other game by an average of 36 points. It's been too easy. Alabama fought through adversity all season. Even the games they won, their fan base wasn't happy. Alabama fans are some of the worst in the country. They've been spoiled. They enjoy watching boring football. They expect Nick Saban to beat every opponent by 30-plus points. But going through a tough season like this is going to be beneficial for Alabama going forward. They might not be the best team in the country on paper, but they're definitely the toughest and most prepared to run the table. All right, let me know what you guys think about Ryan Clark demanding Big Ben retire. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.